you want a little wisdom, listen to Rabbi Brian. Rabbi Brian.
Hey, it's Rabbi Brian. I want to talk today about mistakes. Glad you're watching, glad you're listening. So let's talk about mistakes. I ordered a hammock. I got this idea. I was going to get a hammock. I ordered it. Jane asked me if she could help pick out the color. I said, yeah, of course. And I ordered a hammock and I installed it outside under the dogwood tree. And that was on a Friday. And I was so excited until Jane showed up, stood next to me and said, I'd like a turn. I don't know how I ordered a hammock, installed a hammock, living in a family, and I never considered the fact that anyone besides me would use the hammock. It just didn't. It was a non-thought. I didn't think that someone else would want to use the hammock. And later the kids climbed into the hammock with me. And pretty quickly I acclimated to this idea that I would be sharing the hammock. But all Friday, I was laughing to myself that there was something so smack in front of me, something so obvious, and I just didn't even consider it. And this always reminds me of when I taught math in high schools, and, you know, I could berate a student, why did you drop the negative sign on the fourth step of the equation? And the kid would be like, what are you yelling at me for? I forgot a negative sign. And this is what mistakes are. Mistakes are when we don't realize something. Catherine Schultz, I've spoken of this before. Catherine Schultz says, she'll ask a group of adults, what's it feel like when you make a mistake? And they say, oh, it feels terrible. It feels embarrassing. And she points out, well, you actually answered the question, what does it feel like when you realized you made a mistake? Because what does it feel like when you make a mistake? It feels normal. Because you didn't realize you dropped the negative sign. You didn't realize you live in a family and they're going to want to use the hammock too. You didn't realize whatever it was until later when you're looking back at it and you think, I shouldn't have done that. But of course, at the time, you didn't know. And this opens up for us the sense of compassion. Compassion for ourselves that we didn't... Well, we just made a mistake. We just made a mistake. And I'm going to challenge you to realize that those people in your life who did that thing to you, or didn't consider your feelings when they, whatever it was, that maybe they too just made a mistake. It wasn't even a lapse of judgment. It was just a non-thought. They didn't think the same way that me. I didn't think about the fact that my children and my wife and the neighbors would want to use my hammock. My deepest hope and wish for all of us is that we're forgiving to ourselves and to each other. With love, I'm Rabbi Brian.